Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. with a very, very, very
important subject. We're talking about prayers and why people's prayers go unanswered. There are many reasons why people's prayers go unanswered, but I wrote down and I'm going to talk about 11 in particular. I'm not going to be here on this subject long. This is the second broadcast out of 100 straight. And for those of you who aren't just talk, you're not a flake, you're not a fake, who you want to see things improve in the community. Right now I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, my hometown. And I plan on doing many things, basically my part, to make things better here. Milwaukee always makes the top 10, top 15, top 100 most dangerous places to live lists. And nothing is being done to improve it. All I see is people going to these certain pastors' mega churches who don't do nothing but talk, all talk like playground bullies. You all talk like pimps. You all talk. But that stuff don't work with me. It don't work with me because I'm looking at what you do. I'm waiting to hear about what you actually doing. I'm waiting to hear about you investing large amounts of money to make things better. Because when you don't do that, to me, you look like you're in the Illuminati. To me, you look like a mace. You look like a free mace. To me, you look like a flake preacher working for the government. When you don't do these things, and all of y'all is talking, oh, that church don't do this, church don't do that, I'm waiting to hear from you. I'm waiting for you to give me a chance to prove myself to be real or fake. Because all I'm seeing, from relatives, to people at work, to people out in the street, to people on Facebook, to people on YouTube, is talk. And now y'all trying to grab on to this conscious stuff, leading you right back to the deities of the Illuminati, to El, to the bull god. Whether it's Osiris or El, it's all the same. And I don't see why Christians and Muslims even fighting each other. I don't see why your average Christian, your average Muslim, Buddhist, whatever, are fighting, because when you do the research and you study the history, they worship the same gods. Let me get into the subject, man. Why people prayers go on us. I'm only going to go to one scripture. That's all I need, and that's 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14 and 15. It says, my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then, look how I'm reading it. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears will be attentive to their prayers. What more do you have to say? He showed us, me, you, everybody, atheist, believer, fake believer, just in between. He showed us all what he does and what causes him to listen to your prayers. And I got even more. Even more that he gave me, even more to add to this. He said, my people are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then when I hear, forgive, he said, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and will hear their land. Now my eyes will be open, my ears will be attentive to that prayer. See, let me show you something. The majority of y'all is stuck on this right here. Before we get into it, you want to do whatever you want, right? This is how 2018 people is. And that is most in the church, out of the church. Nobody wants to be accountable, but also people want to be able to do whatever they want, disrespect to whatever degree they want, and still get what they want. And you can't tell me I'm wrong because I see it every day. I see it. So if I see it, you can't tell me the Most High don't see it. At my job, friends, dealing with the youth. The youth, they can murder 2-3 people, right? And they'll want you to pray that the Most High will get them out of. Or they can steal 86 people's cars, right? And they think they should go home. No accountability. No respect towards the Most High. He said, do not steal. Not only did they steal, but they stole every single day. Robbed every single day. And because the devil has deceived their minds. Darkness, demons, whatever. All of them together, whatever. They believe that they should go scot-free. You got husbands out there like that, think they could cheat on their wives, and their wife's supposed to sit at home and do nothing but wait for them to cheat on her again. And wives do that too. Women be online, opening their vaginas, doing nasty stuff. And when their husband find out about it, he's supposed to be like, oh, don't worry about it, baby. Here, here's some flowers. The devil is a liar. The devil's law says do whatever you will. But the Most High law gave you do's and don'ts. Humble yourself and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. Me, you, this is me too. If I be a flake of fake, that's going to contribute to unanswered prayers. But here's some other things that contribute to it as well. Number one, lack of true faith in the true Most High. See, we hearing preachers preach, but how many of them is teaching you about the God that's actually God? Or are they using these names and these deities that the false angels, the fallen angels created? Lack of true faith in the true Most High, the one who really did create, the one who really did give us this breath. Do you even know how to direct your prayers at him? Number two, lack of knowledge. That goes hand in hand with number one. See, if you've been taught to believe in a God who ain't God, who don't exist, who can't give you no breath because he ain't got none, then your prayers gonna go unanswered, just like when Elijah was taunting the 450 false prophets of Baal. Y'all, do y'all understand who Baal is? Tune in, subscribe. See, y'all listen to these little churchy preachers who don't go deep enough for you to gain this knowledge. All they do is say amen every couple seconds and hallelujah every couple seconds. But they're not giving you this knowledge of all of these secret groups working together to bring you down, to keep you out of the kingdom. Number three, sin. Remember, he said, turn from your wicked ways. Sin is why people's prayers go unanswered. Now, before I get into any further into this list, let me explain something to you. Demons beg to bring trouble on true believers sometimes. So don't think there are people out there, maybe not many, but there are people out there who they don't fall on these lists. They got faith, they got knowledge, they living righteously, they fighting their flesh, So they're not sinning habitually. They have reverence towards the Most High. I didn't even get all the way to this list. But there are people out there with demons. Accuse them before the Most High day and night and seek permission to oppress them. There are people out there like that. But most of the people who prayers go unanswered, they go unanswered for the reasons that I'm talking about today. And that brings me to number four, irreverence towards the Most High. Sometimes you could be irreverent towards the Most High by being irreverent towards people who, whether they're real or not, that's not for you to decide. You don't know enough to say. Some of y'all don't even know what to look for. You just demonize. You just want to criticize. I can see if your criticism is based on knowledge. Some of y'all ain't read nothing, ain't prayed, ain't did nothing, and you critical. I know everybody in the church that ain't right. Man, then why can't you figure out that you ain't right? Irreverence towards the Most High. A lot of people claiming that they ate. You done shut down on the Most High. That's irreverence. And then you wonder why your prayers didn't go unanswered, which led to that bitterness that you have. You breathing still, but you're talking about, I don't believe in God. Number five, lack of gratitude. Everybody has something to be thankful for. I have many things to be thankful for. You have many things to be thankful for. I have many things. I only have one job. I have two. And working on even more income streams. I got a house with eviction on my record. That eviction didn't even stop nothing. He still made a way, led me to a house, and I still got a house. I'm healthy. My kids are healthy. My wife is healthy. Many. I could go for an hour telling you all the things that the Most High has done that were positive and brought gladness and joy into my life. People just want to focus on the bad. You ever notice that? It's like people, they can have one bad experience, right? And they'll talk about that one bad experience more than they talk about the 20 good experiences, whether it's going to restaurants or whatever it is. That's darkness at work. Number six, unchecked demons. How you going to pray and you just smoked crack last night? How you going to pray and you got all of these things in your life that's straight from the pit and you ain't doing nothing about it? Unchecked demons, number six. Number seven, idols. Idols. See, you got people out there that think their arrogance makes them believe they're getting their prayers through when they actually not. Because they have idols. Your boyfriend can be an idol. You talk about him more than you do the Most High. You talk about him, you try to please him more than you do the Most High. You don't make no changes to please the Most High. But you make many changes. You forgive your boyfriend all the time, your girlfriend all the time, your husband and wife. You got idols. You'll go to that job day after day, week after week, not liking nobody on the job. But the minute somebody in the church offend you, you don't want nothing to do with anything with the Most High no more. Again, I can see if you leave a church based on gaining knowledge and wisdom. But If you leave a church because of something somebody did in that church, your people on your job better be pushed, because you still going to work. And that's an item. You'll take anything for that money, but you ain't going to take anything for nothing else. Number eight, no effort to be righteous. What are you giving up? That thing that some of y'all have a hard time giving up, you should be trying to make effort. Okay, for 3 days, I'm not going to do this. 3 days, I'm not going to do that. Then I'm going to turn that 3 days into five. And that dude who you fornicating with, and that female you fornicating with, how often have you resisted by not going over their house? You go to church, right? You saying you saved, right? So I want to know what you're giving up. Because if you ain't giving up nothing, maybe you ain't saved. Number nine, listen to the wrong people. You should not be entertaining by listening to no conversation that's going to be detrimental towards your faith and towards your relationship with the Most High. Number 10, friend of the world, compromise. You think it's okay to be gay? Stuff like that is going to hinder your prayers. And last but not least, arrogance. Remember, he started out, my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. If they shall humble themselves, he said, and result, he'll answer those prayers. Thanks for listening. Feel free to go on PayPal.me, Prophet D. Howard Jr. Support.